You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Rayon.
And I'm Rayden.
And we're the Multiverse Bros.
What?
Bro. Bros, really?
There's only two bros here. And the geeky dad.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of a sore throat. You can hear my voice. It sounds a little bit weird. Okay, so there's a new Super Mario Brothers movie out, right?
Yeah, there's a new movie out that's called the Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, so do you guys know anything about Super Mario?
Mario is a plumber. The first game is a plumber with his pet ape who betrayed him.
What?
Pet ape? His girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who told you that.
Donkey Kong.
That's all wrong.
No, that was Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong.
That was the first Mario game.
Donkey Kong
was his pet ape.
No way.
Yes.
I don't think pet apes are like actual, like...
I read a book on Mario.
I don't think that's right. No.
Well, it was about ape who stole Pauline from Mario.
And I watched my blue iPad.
No.
So basically you're saying that Pauline fell in love with the pet ape.
No. Pauline was in love with Mario, and Mario was in love with Pauline. The Donkey Kong
kidnapped her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he throws barrels at him. Right?
Yeah, I did that in Mario Odyssey already.
I did it faster than you.
Who cares? Did I ask?
Now, we're only going to be talking about the Mario...
Original Mario stuff.
64.
Shush!
Mario 64 and all the 3D Mario games. So, Mario 64 came out in the 90s. Before you guys were born.
So you played it?
No. Oh.
He was a baby.
Yes, I was a baby, yes.
No? Yes. He was a baby in the 80s.
Yeah. He was a baby. He calls you a baby all the time. So, like, he calls me a baby all the time.
My parents never bought me a 64. I played this game much later. Okay?
Yeah,
you were the one who said that you were the richest kid on the block. You had all the cool stuff. You were the only one with actually the Nintendo.
Yeah, well, there was a time in between that we didn't have money. Okay? We can't always be rich.
And you said that it was in the 80s.
Well, the 64 didn't come out in the 80s. It came out in the 90s. Anyhow, we've played two versions of this game.
The one on the Nintendo Switch and one on the Nintendo DS.
Because 64s are probably like thousands and thousands of dollars now.
Right.
The one on the Nintendo DS is better.
And the one...
Cause you can.
Can you wait?
And the 64, the real actual one on the 64 is probably going to be like very
old.
Weird.
So the one on the Switch that got re-released is the original version. Now, look. Can you tell people about that one?
So with that one, it's like more older. It looks more like...
It looks like Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, it looks like there's no round places.
Yeah, everything's just edgy. You know how his nose is supposed to be like big and round? It just has edges.
It's angular, right?
Yeah. But the Big Bob King, it isn't angular. It's like... perfectly round.
Well, basically the graphics are not as
worse
refined as they are now.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you about the one on the DS.
No. First of all, so you played it, right?
Yes. That is a big difference between the one on the DS and the one on the Switch.
Okay. Now, tell us about the one on the DS.
On the DS, you actually start as Yoshi.
Because Yoshi's sleeping while all the bad stuff happens.
And then you have to
and then, you know, like, Wario and Luigi and Mario gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And it's, like, weird doors.
Yeah, and you can actually switch into people.
But you gotta, like, get enough stars to do it.
Yeah, like keys and stuff.
Yeah, you also have a lot
of... chase buddies.
You have a lot of mini games in the DS version.
Yeah, and on the Switch, you can't switch to different people.
And I think I would say the graphics look a little bit better in the DS version.
Way better. Yeah. And you can actually dash. And there's a map.
There's a map. It's a little bit easier, I think. It's a little bit easier on the DS.
Better.
Yeah. And there's some secret stars that's not in the Switch.
Yeah, there's some extra levels in the DS version.
The
Goombas.
Yeah. I don't think the Boo is like a new one.
Now, since I did not grow up with the 64 version myself, I don't have any nostalgia for that. A lot of people have nostalgia for things and they think it's better because they grew up with that. I actually like the one from the 80s more.
What?
Because that's the one I grew up with.
But you never played it. You never played it.
I did play the one from the 80s.
What? I mean, not in the 80s.
Yes, I did. I just said I played that game in the 80s. Did you not listen to what I just said?
No, not really.
Okay. Now, I don't know where your head is. Anyhow.
It's in my head.
I can say within this house, between the two kids that actually play, Ariana is the worst Mario player.
Yeah. Okay, I can take that.
We all know that.
I can take that.
I'm the best Mario player in the house. But is it you?
No.
You're not better than me.
No. I am better.
No.
The only thing Ariana is good at
is Mario. Link.
No. She's not even good with that. No.
What? Cat.
The only good thing you're good with is Mario
Cleaning and Mario
Kart. Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only thing. But I beat you a few times.
Yeah, he did beat you a few times.
And Mario! You.
I will break you.
Now, Mario. Now what? When they brought back the N64 game to the Switch, I think they should have probably updated it a little bit. Maybe gave it some better graphics instead of keeping the old graphics.
Yeah, just like how they did with the Cowabunga collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they could have did like an option where you can play the original version or play the new version.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, like in like Link's Awakening, they actually changed it into like actual 3D.
Yeah, they updated the graphics, yes. You know. But sometimes...
I thought that was a new game.
Sometimes Nintendo likes to be very lazy. Sorry, Nintendo. You tend to be lazy. You put out the exact same game.
Well, Nintendo was actually the only one to be better than Sega.
Well, Sega.
Nobody likes Sega except for, you know, Sonic.
The only thing Sega has is Sonic. Come on.
No.
Nintendo also got Sonic.
Because Nintendo basically bought over Sega, basically. All right.
Yeah.
But,
the most worst thing that about Sega, they needed Sonic to outsell Mario. And still it didn't work.
Sonic will never outsell Mario, okay?
I mean, okay. Actually, you got a point. Sonic has two movies, and yet, like, Mario is like, people bought that in, like, advance.
And you know why? Every Sonic game is the exact same game.
Yeah. Always kill Eggman. Always kill Eggman.
Don't you always have to kill Bowser?
No, but at least you have different villains.
Yeah.
Got a point.
Yeah. And Mario tends to...
give off different places.
Change up the formula a little bit.
Yeah, you go to different places.
And you get different abilities.
I get different partners.
I was about to say that, Rayon.
Like, you got Flood, you got Cappy, you got the Lakitu brothers.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got Christy.
Right, from Paper Mario.
Yeah, that can.
You got Olive from...
Yeah, and when they do try to, like, change up Sonic, they turn him into a werewolf. Like,
yeah.
Really. Really. Ooh.
I don't think hedgehogs can be werewolves.
And the only thing that people try to get money is by making Sonic do the stuff for Mario. like Sonic.
Yeah,
and
they
Bowser's
did, they
family.
Literally. They literally like had to make Mario come with Sonic into the Olympics.
Right.
Olympics.
And some people
and
have
Smash to, Brothers.
Smash Brothers, yes.
And some people have to like do videos of Sonic doing stuff in like Bowser's Fury and stuff just to get money.
Mods.
You mean mods?
Yeah. Right. I don't know how people do it. It's just like they need to be like ultimate hackers to do that.
Anyhow, we're talking about in Mario 64, all right? So you played both versions, Ariana. You think the DS version is better?
Yes.
You also think the DS version is better?
Yes, you get more people. It's more easier.
Yeah.
It's just more better.
Yeah, and you got the rec room.
Yeah. You know, and there's a and one of this castle, and there's a bunch of castle secrets.
They should have put the DS version on the Switch. I don't know if they ever did that, but they should.
Yeah, it'll be better.
That should have been in that collection. That's Mario collection they had, the 3D collection.
Yeah. All Star, because you need to get stars in all of them, get it?
Right, right.
And the only thing that makes you get more hearts is coins.
Now, I think most kids today will not like to play the original N64 version. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, don't. I like it, but it's not really that good.
Don't play that part. Play the one on the DS.
You can't really dash.
Yeah, you
I
know.
Will always make comments about that.
I think you can dash. You just probably don't know how to do it.
Well, I pressed every single button. It didn't work.
Plus, you don't get the wing cap.
I mashed buttons.
You do get the wing cap.
Well, it takes more stars just to get the wing cap.
Because there's more stars in it.
The DS version has better graphics. You get to play as Yoshi, Luigi, Wario.
Don't tell me about Wario.
Yeah.
Wario. I like Wario.
Ew.
The only good thing about him, he does the best ground pound.
Yeah. And he waddles. I like the way he walks.
You are disgusting.
Why? You don't like fat people?
What's your favorite power?
Wario is disgusting. Gusting.
What's your favorite power-up on the,
He hits you with his butt.
The Nintendo Switch. I mean, what's your favorite power-up on the DS in Super Mario 64? I'll go with Wing Cap.
Yeah. Which is your best power-up in the N64?
You can also get the power
Did
cap.
Did I ever get...
You can also get the Wing Cap, the Metal Cap, and the Visibility Cap.
I never got any of those.
Wow.
It's very sad.
You got up to Bowser and you didn't get any of those?
No. So do you want to fly?
You didn't do anything?
Okay.
No.
How'd you get up to Bowser and not do that?
I didn't do that.
I'll ask you a question. Do you want to fly? Do you want to walk through things? Or do you want to sink in water without getting hurt? Or do you want to be able to either shoot fire, float, or go invisibility, or become metal?
Whoa!
Can't leave you on the power plant.
Okay,
power plant. What's that?
That makes
does it make it float like a balloon?
Yeah, Mario. Oh. That makes Mario float like a balloon. That makes Luigi turn invisible. That makes Wario become metal. That makes Yoshi shoot fire.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the wing cap is fun. I just don't know how to control it. Yeah. Definitely don't know how to control it.
The favorite thing is I get to be free. That's the only good thing.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
And the cool thing I like about that N64 games, both of them, is you can actually, you know, grab, like, Bowser and spin him around and throw him away.
Yeah.
That was very hard.
Also, you get to, like, you can punch and you can jump and you can kick.
I can jump kick.
You can jump kick.
And your foot gets huge.
Yeah.
And so your head gets
huge.
Instead of just jumping on heads, you got more options of how to fight like an actual person.
And you don't need power up to do that.
Well, one thing I also like the sliding levels where you slide.
You said you hate those.
They're fun. A couple of them are fun. The first one in the castle is fun.
Yes, that's the only fun one. Oh my god, I do not want to do that ice thing again.
I love it. I love the ice one.
By the way,
You are crazy.
Hate the penguins.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so...
I hate the mom.
They're so annoying.
And I hate the little baby.
What?
Yes.
And I always try to kill the little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've done that multiple times.
Yeah.
By accident. And I died.
I definitely killed the little baby.
Because the mom goes crazy.
And I kind of like was and I actually slided off the entire lad with the baby in my hand, but somehow the penguin flies.
The penguin flies?
It flies.
How does the penguin fly?
I know. Ask the same exact question to me.
I never killed a baby.
So I'm holding the penguin in my hand, and then I accidentally slip, and then I fall all the way to the bottom of the place, and accidentally jump off, and with the baby in my hand, it's like falling, and then the baby just somehow gets out of my hand and flies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stuck there, dying into an eternal death.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have a favorite power-up in Zai's place.
What?
The shell.
The shell is good. The shell is good.
That's so great.
I keep on crashing into everything.
Yeah.
So you did do a power-up. How do you say you didn't do any power-ups?
That is a power-up?
I guess. I guess it counts.
It's very nice. You get to be free. You get to kill everyone by moving into them.
As soon as I get an accident, I accidentally bump into something.
So you're giving which thumbs up to N64 on DS, right?
Yeah! 4 thumbs up to the 64.
How about the original?
2.
1 thumbs down.
Why do you keep on doing thumbs down? I don't know you anymore.
I can't. I just can't do this.
You hate Mario. By the way, do the Bowser laugh.
Why do you guys always say that?
Do it!
Do it! End the episode with the Bowser laugh. No.
Here we go!
Yes,
No.
Ha, ha, ha,
no.
Ha, ha.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's Santa. No.
No. You sound like Gollum trying to laugh.
Well, I have a sore throat.
Stop it, you're choking.
I think I am choking.
Yay.
Okay, so, we all agree the Mario 64 on the DS is the better version. It's a little easier, and you have more options, and you got a lot of extra stuff to do, like all a lot of mini games unlocked inside of it.
Yeah, but just saying.
Yeah.
We should have been talking about the best Mario game of all.
What? Mario Odyssey?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Mario Kart.
No.
What?
Super Smash Bros.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty good, but it doesn't really count.
Well, right now, the Mario Brothers movie is one of the biggest movies out right now. It's making more money
than
any other video game movie ever created.
And most of the Sonic, right?
And it's so successful. People think that video game movies are going to be the new thing, the it thing. It used to be like
MCU,
comic book movies,
MCU stuff,
or DC movies. Now it's going to be video game movies.
DC movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. MCU is a better thing to do.
Yeah. So, since Mario came out this month, we're going to be doing a lot of Mario-related episodes, okay?
And Ariana shall cry too.
Yeah, because Ariana hates Mario. I don't know why.
It's my birthday month. I don't want to do Mario on my birthday month.
Why do you hate Mario so much?
I don't want to.
Why do you hate Mario, Ariana? Tell the world why you hate Mario. Huh?
Because I don't like it.
That doesn't make any sense. You can't even describe it. What? What? And you're doing so good in Mario Odyssey. I don't know why.
No, she's doing worse.
I'm doing good. I am 94.
Okay. Got 600 million health.
No, you don't. You have 150.
Okay. That's it for this episode. What do you say at the end of every episode?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Here we go.
No, it's let's-a go.
Let's-a go.
Bye.
What else does Mario say?
It's a me,
Anna.
Mario.
It's a me, Mario?
Yes.
What does he say in the game, N64?
It's a me, Mario.
Yahoo!
He says that a lot. Yahoo!
You do the Yahoo jump.
Yeah.
Want to jump forward. Like you're running and jumping forward.
Okay. Well, say Yahoo!
No, definitely not. No.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Okay, bye.
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 What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that supposed to be? I think he's Baby Bowser, right?
You're Baby Bowser.
Also, are we gonna get punished for playing Mario Kart the whole May?
Yeah.
I haven't even played it for my birthday once, so that's not even fair.
Okay, tell everybody bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.